The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares with Captain John Reagan. Captain John Reagan will be on the air tonight from 6 o'clock Central, 6 p.m. Central Time, for 3 hours with Hagman & Hagman. There's a post on the USAPrepares.com, page number one, so you can click on that and listen into some more of Captain John Reagan. 3 hours, almost nonstop, tonight. And meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg. Silent Night is hosting, and it is how to acquire land without the intervention of a bank. How to acquire land without the intervention of a bank. Gene Lewis will be presenting, and Gene Lewis is absolutely brilliant. You've heard him here on the air, USAPrepares.com, instructors, Silent Night, and Gene Lewis tonight at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. Captain John Reagan, back to you. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. We're at the news tab.
And Becky will tell you that 3 hours of time in the John Zone is kind of scary. it's kind of like the Twilight Zone, only with the Twilight Zone, you know it's fiction. And
yeah.
So we're actually working through last week's items. This is at the bottom of this week's post from last week. I've got a couple of preparedness items. We had just talked about last hour, that the car companies have decided they're going to go ahead and put automatic braking on all models by 2022. And as a response to that, this link is, what a slingshot? And we're not talking about a weapon. We're talking about what looks a bit like a car. However, it's classified as a motorcycle because it only has three wheels. Two up front, one in the back, and the base model that is the first photograph you see kind of looks like a Batmobile, which is kind of cool for those of us that grew up in the 60s watching Batman. They're a bit on the pricey side. That basic model starts at over $21,000. The Slingshot SL LE edition, it's over $26,000, and you do need to have the motorcycle endorsement on your license. The website for the company itself is Polaris.com, P-O-L-A-R-I-S. But because it's a motorcycle, you don't have all this other stupid gear that you have on modern cars. And because of the way it's designed, it drives more like a car, so you don't have to, concern yourself about, going the motorcycle route. They are fairly fast. They go 0 to 60 in under 5 seconds. They
get
nearly 40 miles per gallon, weighs just over 1,600 pounds. But... You know, if you want to get around all the stuff that's built into the modern cars to survey you and track you, and if you don't want to have the airbags that can possibly kill you, of course, depending on the crash, they can save your life as well. There's options out there, and this one is not the not cheap. I've got another one that we can look at later that's on the drawing board that's only $6,800. But I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And then there's the handy racker. And that is interesting little accessory for those of you that you know have a semi-auto pistol where you need to slide the rack back, and perhaps you are starting to get arthritis or something and don't quite have the hand strength you used to have. This can help you use your gun, and it doesn't cost a whole lot. The MSRP is under $30.
And for those who can't rack their 45s, 40 caliber, 9mm, 380, ladies, if that's a problem for you, you can use the heel of your shoe. Mm-hmm. You can use the heel of your shoe as a stop, and you just push push the grip of your handgun forward as against your heel of your shoe, and you can use that too. So take a look at the racker, and you'll see how that works, and then you can apply the heel of your shoe to take the place of the racker if you'd like. So there's multiple ways of accomplishing this.
Then you could probably MacGyver something yourself too.
But, mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And that was one of the things that we taught at our concealed carry class. That you you know, for the ladies who had purchased handguns that they just couldn't rack, it works. It works.
And I a couple of items in the bigger picture from last week we didn't get to. Study says, are you an atheist? Then you're probably a psychopath.
Hmm.
Non-believers lack empathy while religious people are less intelligent, study claims. So that might explain a bit about the wonderful non-representatives that we elect to serve us.
Now, did you say religious people are less intelligent?
That's what the study claims.
Well, there's this thought that Islamists who pray multiple times per day need to be reminded multiple times per day because they're not as bright. How about that as a thought? You know, going and how many people go to church multiple times per week? And I guess they need to be reminded as well. So maybe that kind of parallels the thoughts that people who are really religious aren't as bright. Interesting concept. And then, you know, John, I'm finding that many of our instructors are spiritual, but they do not go to church on a regular basis. Doesn't mean they're not believers. It just means that they don't go to organized meetings where you know, pay for your seat. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I can understand that. Back when I was in college and was starting to learn more beyond Sunday school lessons, mm-hmm. I saw how modern Christianity had pretty much become modern paganism.
Mm-hmm.
And we cling to that, and I've even talked about it on air, you know, going over our pagan calendar, and it's like, to use the Hillary line, what difference does it make? Here we are essentially committing idolatry, honoring these foreign gods. And everybody in Christianity just seems to be fine with it. And when the denominations are created, it seems like no matter how you know, closely they were aligned starting out, the politics creeps into the church, and then you end up with organizations that start serving themselves instead of, you know, serving the way we were meant to serve.
Yeah, kind of like the American Cancer Society. They serve themselves, and many of the other charities seem to serve themselves and spend money on themselves and salaries and junkets and parties, and they forget what their organization was set up to do.
And one of the lessons from the New Testament is that, you know, believers are priests in the order of Melchizedek, and instead we want to hire somebody to, you know, do that communication for us.
Yeah, brokers. Yep. And I maintain that I do not need a broker between me and my God. And Mike Moss says the same thing, and many of our instructors feel that same way. We don't need brokers. We don't need someone to put a robe on and stand between us and our God.
And it's interesting to see the way that the Amish do it. They end up having a large living room in their house, and they'll take turns hosting the service in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't build a separate building. And you look at the, you know, billions and billions of dollars that the organized religions have spent for these houses of worship, and think, what good could have been done with that money if they just organized a little differently, much like the Amish?
Yes. I agree. And if you look at the biggest and best buildings in the, in the 1900s, government buildings, banks, churches.
And speaking of places to worship, they just had WrestleMania at the AT&T, formerly the Cowboys Stadium, in Arlington here, set a new record, over 100,000 screaming fans.
WrestleMania.
Shame we can't get people interested in their lives instead of their distractions.
Yeah, and can you imagine an expo, a preparedness expo with 100,000 people? It's never happened. It has never happened because it's real information. I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, you think we'll have some time to go to the Fukushima section today? It's absolutely frightening.
I think we'll be able to get there before the show finishes. Okay. Let me just finish off last week, the bottom post on today's, bottom link on today's post. Humans are the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And this, human looking robot AI was, you know, interviewed, and at the end of the interview asking about what they would do with us, and the comment was, "I will destroy humans." And I think we really need to take that seriously. Let's just imagine when you have these, you know, machine AIs that are autonomous, and they look at what all is going on in the world, and I think even us as humans looking at what's going on in the world, you have to conclude that a lot of the problems that we have is because of the humans. And if you get rid of the humans, you get rid of a lot of the problems. And still,
John, there's a post on the internet that says 4 out of 5 young drivers can't, C-A-N, apostrophe T, can't read a map as we become more reliant on satellite navigation, meaning GPS. 4 out of 5, 80% can't read a map. young drivers. And that ties with what you just said about artificial intelligence, robots, right?
But those people can probably find their way to WrestleMania.
Right. Right. So the robots, it sounds far-fetched that the robots declaring, "I will destroy humans." That we may read that wrong. We may read that there's going to be a war between them and us. It may be that we become so complacent, so compliant, so ignorant of our surroundings that we just don't pay attention and we just self-destruct because of our inability to do things. We reported that so many people in England can't hang a shelf or fix a faucet. Don't know how to change a tire. We've gotten to the point where people, if they have a problem, they carry their phone and they call somebody. You know, somebody can come and change that tire for them. And I keep thinking about what my son said. My son said, "Dad, you know, in all these science fiction series and movies, we're shown that technology destroys society because we've relied on it so much that we don't know how to do things for ourselves. Only a few people know how to do things, and they're specialized. The people who do things are specialists in a very, very, very small area." My dad once told me that education is the process of learning more and more about less and less until you learn absolutely everything there is to know about nothing. You know, an example of that would be a doctor. You go to how many generalists are there? Well, you know, you have to go see a specialist. You know, he's a foot doctor. He doesn't know anything about the liver. He's a foot doctor. Or you go to the dentist, and we don't do that kind of procedure here in our office. You have to go to a specialist for that. You have to go to a dental surgeon for that. That's what we're becoming. We're losing the ability to be generalists, you know, to know a lot about a lot. We've lost that for most of us. We don't know a lot about a lot anymore.
It's not just humans, too. I've got a story that I'll talk about after the break.
Okay. Captain John Reagan will be with us to tell us his story right after this break.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John, you were saying that it's not just humans?
That's right, and my description of this, I thought would be a great title for a book, Starving in a Sea of Abundance. And yeah. Back when Katrina hit, most people remember New Orleans, however, that it was actually hit hardest. And there was an oceanarium there that got hit particularly hard, and 8 dolphins were swept out into the Gulf of Mexico. And there was a big search for them because these dolphins had been in captivity and didn't know how to fend for themselves anymore. And fortunately, they were all found and rescued. So there is a happy ending to this. But it points out that it's not just humans that become dependent. It happens to animals as well. And it's a learning curve to get yourself into a position where you can take care of yourselves.
And that's one of the reasons why our dogs and cats are allowed to, we just don't keep them captive in the farmhouse. They are, they're encouraged to go out, and they do, and they're on patrol. The cats are on patrol. The dogs are on patrol. And if they see something that they think is a predator, they will defend the farm, and they'll have it for dinner or lunch. That's what happens here at the farm. And if some animals invade the farm, like mice from the field, cats will take care of it. And we don't want them to lose that skill. We want them to be alert and ready. And the dogs are, and they all have jobs. Everybody has a job here at the farm. And there's no one that has a free lunch. And that's a really good point you made, John. Because young people think that food comes from the store and water comes from the faucet, right?
That's right. Let me hit this week's preparedness item, and then we'll go on to Fukushima. The article is, the link's entitled Rise Your Own, and you might think that's a little off, but the actual article's about homemade yeast, how you can make your own. Because when things happen, you're not going to be able to go down to the grocery store. You've got to do all these things yourself. So if you want to have yeast, and you can also look up sourdough as an alternative, you have to have some yeast to start with. So it starts with 3 packets of regular active yeast, 2 cups of cornmeal, 1/2 a cup of sugar, 1/2 a cup of flour, 1 teaspoon of ginger, and potatoes peeled and cooked to make a cup of mashed potatoes. Now, it's going to be easy enough to grow your own potatoes and probably your own ginger, but to grow and make your own cornmeal, sugar, and flour is something that needs to be researched if you want to follow this recipe, because while you can store up these items for a while, sooner or later, whether it's you or your grandkids, going to run out of that storehouse, and if they don't know how to make it, they'll have to make changes and perhaps do without this tool.
This is the kind of thing that we were thinking about, the instructors and I were thinking about for these webinars, how to actually fully accomplish from beginning to end, something like homemade yeast. Actually doing it, talking about it from those who have that. This is one small topic that I think we need to know about. Without it, it's really hard to make bread, John.
Well, at least if you want it to be light and fluffy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, are you ready for some radiation?
You know, John, I'm really somber today because of what we're going to talk about next. Please go ahead.
Yeah, and I was pretty shocked about the report you did Thursday with the radiation that was found in Los Angeles.
That was from one of our trusted senior instructors. I talked with him today. Again, and he's very, very, very concerned. John, I mentioned, I talked with the instructors before the broadcast, after the broadcast. I talked with our class. Our phone is ringing nonstop. It's early in the morning till 10 o'clock at night because of the level of concern. Seriously. Let's talk about radiation this week. Who wins the hit parade this week?
the loser this week is Pierre, South Dakota.
When you think of South Dakota, you think of it's got to be a great place to go. Mrs. Finelli and I considered moving to North Dakota and South Dakota, seriously, because we thought that would be a safe place.
Over 2,300 counts per minute. 462 times normal. And in fact, you look at Denver, you might as well just say 2,996 counts per minute. Colorado Springs, 1894. And Miami, Florida, 1780. Once you get past the top four, then it drops down to under 1,400 counts per minute. And this is for 4 weeks. This is the report on week 47, 48, 49, and 50. Bob Nichols had been absent. Apparently, he's had some health issues. And, I'll follow up on a little bit more on that. But we do have this report, and this is just like the top 15, which is the bottom one's Pittsburgh, and they're over 1,100 counts per minute. And again, it's all over the country. It's not in one location. And of course, I'm sure the government is taking action for our wonderful rulers, but they don't even bother telling the peons that you've got problems.
And you're talking about 2,000 counts per minute, 2,311 in Pierre, South Dakota. When you look at that in the report that we had about apples with 800 counts per minute, apples in the Los Angeles area at 800 counts per minute, we thought, wow, is that possible? Well, in Pierre, South Dakota, 2,311 counts per minute. We talked about butter being between 380 and 400 counts per minute measured in the Los Angeles area. And we talked about contaminated fish that were measured at 900 counts per minute. I'm looking at last week's notes right now. This is pretty serious, John. And some in some of our instructors are talking about, are we going to be able to survive this? And Dr. Richard Allen Miller said this could be an extinction event. And the media is saying, oh, it's nothing, it's just steam, don't worry about it, it's just hydrogen gas, everything's okay. And now we're looking at counts over 2,000 counts per minute in the United States. And then, as you're going to continue, I believe, we're going to be talking about satellites. That's just another threat.
Just when you think you can't find something else to make the radiation situation worse, they have launched a number of satellites that are powered by plutonium, and they've this is from earthfiles.com, so don't hesitate getting there, because she archives off pretty fast unless you're a member. And they got a picture of an ad from Martin, the Transit 4A satellite launched June 29th, 1961, was the first satellite to use a radioactive power source. So they've been launching these into space, and eventually what goes up must come down. And whether it hits in the land or on the water, that radiation has to go somewhere.
As you started talking about this, that's just one satellite. It's just one small satellite. And who in their right mind would put something out into space, knowing gravity is instantaneous, always present, pulling these satellites down, down, down? It absolutely, positively is coming down. And so we put it out there knowing it's radioactive, knowing we have no idea where it's going to land. We have no idea where it's going to land. And yet we still do it. Now, who would be responsible for that, John? I mean, did you and I have a meeting and talk about, you know, is this a good thing to do? No, nobody with any sense was involved in this. And if you look at mini-max regret, you know, minimize your maximum regret, what would the maximum regret be about putting a nuclear satellite in orbit? Well, I guess that would be this thing's going to come down. And we don't know where. That would be the maximum regret. Well, maybe the maximum regret would be that it would fall on our house.
Keep in mind, after World War II, we brought all these Nazi scientists over to enhance our space program. And this is one of the results we have.
John, as you, class, please go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. This is homework, if you choose to accept it, and read the article about these satellites, these radioactive satellites. There's so much trash in space now that we've gone past the tipping point. There are spacecraft that are crashing into spacecraft right now. It's out of control. We've passed the tipping point. We knock one of these solar panels out, and now we can't control the satellite, and it comes down. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This can be slide in. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and we're talking about radioactive power plants on satellites, and there are a whole bunch of satellites out in space that are powered with these radioactive materials, and they're all coming down. And John, do you want to tell us about the satellite that the Soviet Union launched, Cosmos 954? Would you like to talk about that 110-pound satellite powered by U-235?
Let's come back to that real quick after the last article. And if you're looking for the link, it's entitled Look Up. It's under this week's Fukushima section about the satellites. But I don't know how many people saw this because it wasn't really talked about much in the mainstream that I saw. You remember the attack at the airport in Belgium? And that apparently was a secondary choice. This terrorist group had killed a worker at a nuke plant there and taken his ID. And apparently they switched targets at the last minute. Otherwise, they were planning on attacking this nuclear power station. And we could have had a meltdown there right in the heart of Europe. And that would have not only been bad for Belgium, which is a small country, but, you know, this stuff tends to go east, which would have affected a lot of Germany. And if you're familiar with how Europe is, you've got a lot of population in a small area. And there's no easy way of moving that type of population. And then in addition to that, they've got all those refugees there that would have to become refugees again to get away from the radiation.
John, I've discussed at length with a number of our instructors. I'm telling you, instructors want to move. They want to get out of here. They want to leave. It's so dangerous. It's so dangerous, the things that are going on. I was talking with one about, in Virginia, there's a whole bunch of neighborhoods surrounding Lake Anna, which is at the Lake Anna Nuclear Power Generation Station. And I was talking to a guy who lives right on the water, and I said, so what's the water like? He goes, oh, it's warm all the time. It's wonderful. It's warm all the time. No kidding. They have this man-made lake to cool the reactor, and it's warm water all the time. It's wonderful. You can go swimming. You can go boating, and it's just, it's just wonderful. I can't believe it. I can't believe people think like that. This is nuts. All of these reactors are leaking, every single one. There's not one reactor that's not leaking.
And just drink your fluoride and go back to sleep. You know?
Yep. And we have irradiated space. Do we think that there's no leakage of these satellites? Do we really believe that? John, we can't even track all the trash that we've left in space. We can't even track it. There's so much trash there. Whatever happened to those public service announcements that would tell young people, don't cross the street in the middle of the block? You know, common sense things. Don't throw your trash out. It's not nice. But our government, that's what they do. They take the trash and dump it in the ocean. They take radiation, radioactive. John, what about all these smoke detectors, these radioactive smoke detectors? They're in everybody's house. Everybody needs a smoke detector. So all of you have brought radioactive devices into your house. And you paid for it. Now, what happens in 10 years when they're no good? You throw them away, right? Now where do they go? But some young guy, some teenager decides to collect them. And he's branded as a terrorist because he's got 10 smoke detectors. Any last comments, John?
I guess just stay tuned next week and we'll bring more information to you.
Yeah, and tonight, Hagman and Hagman, John Reagan. There's a post on the website, usapreparedness.com. Tonight at 6 p.m. Central Time. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bit, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.